Confidential podcast brought to you by DaytimeConfidential.com. It's Emmy season, and that means we are making our picks for who will win and who will go home empty-handed at this year's Daytime Emmy Awards. All this and much more on today's show, so stay tuned. Salura, welcome.
Hello, Lucar.
Jillian Bowe, welcome.
Hello, Lucar.
And Melody Akles, welcome.
Hey, hey.
Let's start off with lead actress. The nominees for Outstanding Lead Actress in a Drama Series are Peggy McKay, Days of Our Lives, Susan Flannery, The Bold and the Beautiful, Michelle Stafford, The Young and the Restless, and Heather Tom, The Bold and the Beautiful. Mel? Who do you think will take home this award?
Who else? In my opinion, this is Susan Flannery's to lose. Those scenes of her death and all that surrounding it, oh my God! Oh my God, I can't even. It was amazing, amazing. You know, she could teach a masterclass. It's amazing. This one's is hers to lose. I'm picking Susan Flannery.
Jillian?
Oh man, it was really tough. Susan Flannery, this is Susan's. Like, we all know, you know, Brad gave her a swan song, honey. Mm-hmm. Susan was like, you young girls, let the players show you how it goes. It was amazing. This is Susan's to definitely lose.
Reagan?
Oh, absolutely, Susan Flannery. I mean, she made me even like Brooke in these damn scenes. This was amazing.
Which is no small
feat,
right?
Yeah. I mean, it was amazing material for her to exit off of. So absolutely, it's hers to lose. I will be floored if she loses it. I probably the only person that wouldn't shock me if she upsets her is Heather Tom, because again,
or
I thought,
okay.
Well, I'm just not that dazed person.
And see, for even me, I'm
not this person or that person.
Peggy McKay, Peggy McKay deserved to be nominated. I just don't know that she'll win.
You know, I mean, I'm not this person or that person. Like, you keep falling behind that. I'm going to shame you out of that, Salura. No. Teenage girl, but I can admit when, you know, even if I'm pro this one, I'll be like, look, this cat did this. I mean, Peggy McKay, like the vet, like the senior statesman on this ballot was like, look, young chicks, I mean, we ain't no slouches in this. And Peggy McKay did the damn thing.
Oh, well, so, sure, she deserves to be on this. But I'm saying,
you know, Peggy, you know, if Susan loses it, I would be like, damn. But if Peggy gets it, I ain't gonna be mad at that, because Peggy did a damn thing. I mean, I'd be like, if it was like that gal playing Gabby in this thing, and I said
was the upset that wouldn't necessarily shock me would be Heather Tom. That's all.
Tom, her A game. Even when she is like in a crap scene or a crappy storyline, Heather Tom is still like, I can do this.
Well, Jamie was not able to make it for this podcast because he was actually preparing to go to the Daytime Emmys. So if you want to see his picks, you can go to goldderby.com, where he has participated with other members of the industry, and see his picks for all the different categories. I will just say this as a teaser. He would make it a 5-peat because I went with Susan Flannery as well, as did he. I think it's Susan Flannery's to lose, but I'm with Reagan. If Reagan loses it, or if Flannery loses, it's really Luke who's losing it here. But if Flannery loses it, I think it's Heather Tom who snags it from her. Outstanding lead actor in a drama series: Jason Thompson, General Hospital; Peter Bergman, The Young and the Restless; Michael Muni, The Young and the Restless; and Doug Davidson, The Young and the Restless. Mel.
Well, this one I had a little bit more, a harder time to pick who I wanted. Doug Davidson has a fantastic reel. All that stuff with Ricky dying and him shooting him. Great scenes. And Doug Davidson has been putting in work at The Young and the Restless for years and years and years, and he isn't getting recognition. So it'd be great to see him win. But Jason Thompson, too, like, y'all know how I felt about Robin and Patrick and that whole thing, and I wasn't here for it, but even I I broke down in those scenes where he was missing her and stuff. So who should win? I think I'm going to go with Jason Thompson for my pick. I really do. But don't count out Doug Davidson. That's going to be a dog fight right there.
It's going to be a cry fight is what it's going to be. Jillian?
Yeah, it's going to be between Jason and Doug. I mean, this was Jason. Like, finally, he was finally in lead after pussyfooting around and supporting here and there and having some things that was all, you know. This is Jason's. If Jason doesn't get it, I'm fine with Doug Davidson. You know, Michael Muni, it's like, damn, y'all finally put this mofo in lead actor, and he does not have the right material. Exactly. It's like, y'all, it's like close but no cigar. It's like, you know? So I'm really thinking if it's Jason, this is Jason all the way. If it's not, it best be Doug. It better be Doug, because Doug, I'm like, damn, you could cry better than a Black Baptist at a funeral. We're not even a Black Baptist, because I'm not even Baptist. You cry better than a Black chick at an Episcopalian funeral. I'm like, damn, dog, woo, get that boy a napkin or something. So, yeah, those are my picks there.
Reagan?
Yeah, I agree. It's definitely a fight between Jason and Doug, Jason Thompson and Doug Davidson. And I'm afraid that the three YNR actors might sort of split the pack in it. So I'm not afraid. For me, being the GH fan that I am, I would love to see Jason run away with it. But Doug Davidson's reel was amazing. And, you know, Melody said too, is absolutely 100% correct. He's been doing such great work on this show. And I really have been loving watching him as like a newer YNR fan. But I would be screaming joy to see Jason Thompson get up on that stage. So.
Well, Jason Thompson was my pick. I have thought that this was his to lose since those scenes aired, what, over a year ago now. I mean, those scenes were fantastic. He broke that shit down. It was amazing. Doug Davidson had a fantastic year. He definitely deserves to be nominated. If Jason Thompson loses it, I wouldn't be upset to see Doug Davidson win it. Outstanding supporting actress in a drama series. Melissa Claire Egan, The Young and the Restless. Arian Zucker, Days of Our Lives. Julie Marie Berman, General Hospital. Jessica Collins, The Young and the Restless. And Catherine Kelly Lang, The Bold and the Beautiful. Mel.
For me, it was between three of them in this category. What? You want the truth? That's the truth. My opinion. It was between Arian, Julie Marie Berman, and Catherine Carolyn Lang for me. I mean, I watched all the reels and stuff, but, you know, coming away from everything, that's what I had. And I really want Catherine Kelly Lang to win. I really do. I think her reel was great. All that, like I said before, with all that stuff surrounding the death of Stephanie was fantastic on Bold and the Beautiful, and she's another just really great one that always puts in work. But I think they're going to give it to Julie Marie Berman. I really do. I know she's a favorite in this category, and she's a darling at the Emmys, so I'm going to say Julie Marie Berman's going to win, but I want Catherine Kelly Lang to win. There we go.
Okay. Reagan?
I'm probably going to shock you all, but I think Catherine Kelly Lang should win this Emmy. I agree with Mel. Those three reels were definitely the ones that drew out of the heat here. But Catherine Kelly Lang should win this group. I love Julie Marie Berman. You're 100% right. She is a darling girl up on that stage accepting her award. And it would be great to see her take it again, but sorry, this is all Catherine Kelly Lang. And if it's not hers, then somebody is an idiot.
Jillian, who do you pick?
My pick would be Catherine. You know, it's about time she got on there, but she got on there with some meaty shit. It is going to be Catherine's. I would be pissed if it's Julie Marie. Ain't no shade, but Catherine had the better reel and the better material. I'm sorry. I would say maybe Arian if it's not Catherine, I would say Arianne. You go, girl. I mean, it's about time you get some love up in there, and you had some good stuff. But I'm not, you know, I don't want anybody to be like, oh, you hate Julie Marie. I know I don't hate Julie Marie. I actually like her. I think she's a great little actress, but I will be a little bit like, oh, girl, you better give Catherine her Emmy before she jack you. I mean, yeah, this definitely is Catherine's. If it's Arianne, ain't gonna be mad at that. Sorry, Missy.
Well, I think Catherine Kelly Lang will win it, but I'm gonna have Arianne Zucker as my pick because I would, as much as I love Catherine Kelly Lang on The Bold and the Beautiful, I think I love Arianne Zucker more on Days of Our Lives. And so at this point, it's a 50-50 chance. Maybe not. Maybe it's more in Catherine Kelly Lang's favor, but I'm going with Zucker just because I want her to win so bad. Mel, let's talk a little bit about outstanding supporting actor in a drama series. Bradford Anderson, General Hospital, Jeff Branson, The Young and the Restless, Scott Clifton, The Bold and the Beautiful, and Billy Miller, The Young and the Restless.
This might be a little shock for y'all, but I'm going to go with Scott Clifton. I feel like he's the one that has the most meaty material for this category, and I know how the Emmys like their high drama, so I'm going to go with him. Billy Miller had a good reel, too. He's fantastic. He always is fantastic, but I don't think he had enough meat in it. Bradford Anderson could be a dark horse in this, because I went back and watched that reel, and it's pretty darn good. So, but anywho, I'm going Scott Clifton.
Okay. Jillian?
I mean, you know, it is Scott Clifton. It's The Bold and the Beautiful featuring Scott Clifton. I mean, that's
Scott Clifton, Jacqueline McInnes Wood, and Kimberly Matula.
You know, yeah, it's like Scott Clifton is like, this is my show here, bitch. No, I mean, Scott Clifton had meaty material, but, you know, if he gets it, I mean, because Scott Clifton's not a bad actor. He just happens to be saddled in a storyline that's just like, you know, and it's on 5 days a week. So that's why people give it the side eye. So I will give props where props is due. Jeff Branson, I wouldn't be mad at Jeff Branson at all if he was to get this. I'm sorry, Bradford. I was just like sitting there just like, not your time yet, baby. Not your time yet. I mean, you know, it wasn't. It's just like they be close but no cigar with the nominees. It wasn't Bradford's. I mean, Billy may be the upset because he's been a winner in this before. So Billy may be the upset, but this is all Scott Clifton's up in here. I think Scott Clifton would be a diva, you know, and be like, bitch, you mean to tell me y'all gave it to someone else? No, I mean, no, Scott wouldn't say that. Scott's a cool cat, but this got Scott Clifton written all over it.
Reagan. Scott Clifton, Jeff Branson, and Billy Miller have each won Emmys. Is there any chance that this is Bradford Anderson's?
You know, the one thing about Bradford's reel is the material was finally Spinelli telling Maxie he's had it. And I just wish it was to Kirsten Storms. And maybe we would have gotten a little bit of a different dynamic in the scene. But I think Bradford did a really good job, and it was a great pick for an Emmy reel. I just think maybe we're looking for a different dynamic in who the scene was with. That's just my opinion, because I know watching it back, I was kind of like, God, I remember watching it then and thinking, I wish the scene was
imagine
with,
how
yeah,
good it would be.
If it was Kirsten. Yes. But I love Scott Clifton's reel. I just, all I kept thinking was, God, that red streak in his mm-hmm. hair and the fake tattoos. And I just,
Lauren Oslo says she does the streaks. Don't you be trying to bite off of her.
Listen, Sammy's even doing a knockoff streak these days.
Bust a cap and Sammy like, Samantha, that's my stuff.
And then you look at this list and you kept thinking for years how it was Billy Miller versus Jonathan Jackson. And I just feel like we're talking, you know, Scott Clifton, and I'm not even thinking like it's Scott Clifton versus Billy Miller. I'm thinking it's just Scott Clifton. And So it just seems like a very strange year for this category for me. I don't know. I feel like it's maybe like Scott Clifton, Bradford Anderson, and it's definitely going to be Scott Clifton. But I don't know. Maybe Bradford's going to get up there. We'll see. I'm a little, I don't know.
I think it comes down to two people, for the simple fact that both of them have been on three soaps. Scott Clifton and Jeff Branson have each been on multiple soaps, whereas Billy Miller's only been on two and Bradford Anderson's been on one. I think Scott Clifton will win it, but since Jeff Branson, since I mean, they've both won Emmys before, so both of them are popular with the Academy. Both of them have been on multiple soaps. It's a horse race, but I think Scott Clifton will edge him out, Jeff Branson out by a nose. Outstanding younger actor in a drama
Oh,
series, and we
God.
use the term younger loosely.
I
Brighton James, The Young and the Restless.
didn't see
the receipts. I still didn't see them, but keep going.
Boy.
Max Eric, The Young and the Restless, Chandler Massey, Days of Our Lives, Freddie Smith, Days of Our Lives. Mel?
Brighton James. No, I'm kidding, you guys.
The deafening silence
What did you do?
and well, you know, this better be his last year for this, because if I see his name in this category again.
It is. We know, yeah, it is. You know, we'd be joking about it, and Apple Ridge was like, Julian, I'm like, damn, Apple Ridge, I was just joking, man. I was just a joking. A tee-hee-hee. This is, yeah, he can't answer this no more. If he does, then I know the birthers need to say, forget Obama, we need to check your stuff.
Please. Okay. But for real, my pick, I'm gonna go with Max Eric on this one. He played Finn so creepy during the bully storyline and all that. I just, ugh, it just gets under my skin. So any actor that can do that, I say definitely deserves an Emmy. So go on, Max.
Jillian?
Oh, this is Max. That boy, I'm like, he, you know, we joke about Christian being, I am acting, but the man can can hold it down. I mean, his TV daddy was, you know, a peeping Tom, and his TV mama is a vixen, a femme fatale. I mean, Tracy Bregman is like, don't you sleep on me, bitches. This is all Max's. And if he doesn't get it, I would not be mad if one of the Days boys gets it. I mean, it's so hard to pick with one of them. I mean, Chandler for sure. Chandler, if it's not Max, then it's Chan, you know, it's Chandler. If it is Brighton, I will be scratching my head to say what the fuck? I mean, I have
If it's Brighton, there's going to be people checking for lice. I mean, it's
lice.
just, well, scratching your head.
Okay.
Oh, that was a terrible joke. Okay.
Yeah. But don't know. I mean, we're not hating on brightness, just the fact that we're just like, you're on this all the time. They do this to pad it. So
And he didn't have
right.
anything.
This is just the proof positive why we keep saying to people, we need an Emmy reform, because it's almost as if it is as if they just throw him on there so they can pad it. And it's like, I wouldn't mind if Brighton had some meaty material, but he really didn't. He really didn't.
Reagan?
You know, this is where the I'm not a Days person thing gets thrown out the window, because I love Chandler Massey's reel. I think this is totally the winner for me. Max's reel was really, really good, but in comparing the two, I feel like this whole story was just like such Emmy gold, and he's the winner. I mean, that's just it for me.
See, and I agree. For me, this is Chandler Massey's to lose. But if he loses it, it will be the dark horse Max,
I mean,
because for watching those scenes, and I mean, dealing with coming out, talking to Marlena, epic stuff. The Max scene or Fen Max's scenes as Fen were also good. Like Mel said, he is absolutely creepy. I would love to see Max win, but I think Chandler Massey has it.
Chandler Massey, that boy ain't long for prime time. I'm just waiting for a CW, because you know the CW young, the CW or somebody to pick this young man up.
Oh, I could absolutely see him on the CW or ABC Family. Let's talk about outstanding younger actress in a drama series. Jacqueline McInnes Wood, The Bold and the Beautiful. Hunter King, The Young and the Restless. Lindsay Morgan, General Hospital, and Kristen Alderson, General Hospital. Mel?
I pick the amazingly talented Lindsay, I am acting poorly, Morgan! Okay, no.
That is just wrong.
Watch,
I hope
watch
God
she
that
win
you
it, though.
Joking.
In all seriousness, watch absolutely. She win.
That's what happens in this category. She'll absolutely
you.
Win it.
The name of that girl, Brittany.
Oh, yeah, from All My Children.
Brittany Allen and Drew Tyler Bell, and it was back-to-back years that we were all like, huh?
You know it will be Lindsay Morgan this year.
Watch, you guys, watch.
And she will be up in there like a diva and be like, all right, what y'all said about me?
Oh, okay, but it...
At which point in the press room it will be silence, right? When it comes to questions.
Any questions? Crickets. Okay. For me, it was between Kristen Alderson and Jacqueline McInnes Wood, who, my God, has come a long way from when we used to call her Wooden. Y'all remember that?
Amen.
Oh, my Jesus. Just her progression, it just blows my mind. Kristen has some great stuff on General Hospital with the baby dying and this, that, and the third. But Jacqueline McInnes Wood had such a strong reel. Like, I can't even lie. I think... I'm going to pick Jacqueline McInnes Wood to take this one away. I really am. Kristen's real strong, but I think Jacqueline's is stronger.
Jillian?
This is Jackie Max, as they call her. This is Jackie Max. This is all hers. I keep saying, you know, we joke about the Lindsay Morgan thing, but we've seen before Brittany Allen, it was that Drew Tyler Bell where we were all like, what? So they might be, you know, they might, you know, stick with tradition for all of us to be like, what just happened in here? This time, you know, Neville gonna be coming up to Jamie and gonna be like, what the fuck, you know? So, I mean, this is Jackie Woods's Kristen Alderson. I'm happy she's on here, but it's like, you know, a little too late. So
I wish she would have got something for One Life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's the thing. She was snubbed for One Life.
She put in all those years at One Life and didn't get nothing. I mean,
Power of General Hospital.
Yep. Reagan?
You know, I love Jacqueline McInnes Wood. I really do. I think she's the best actress on this list, but I just felt like her reel was anticlimactic in a sense where I kind of felt like, God, this is... I don't know. I feel like this is not an Emmy reel, but maybe it's because I was watching everybody else cry and scream, or I don't know. But she's definitely the best actress on this list. It is down to Kristen Alderson and her for me. I would not be mad at either one of them getting up there. I feel Kristen Alderson deserves it for all the time she put in One Life to Live, like we said. And I feel like almost Jacqueline McInnes Wood deserves it because she's just gotten so good from being so bad. It's like the most improved award, not the Emmy. But yeah, so I don't know. I think based on the reels for me, it's almost Kristen, but I don't know. I'd rather see Jacqueline get up there just on merit alone. So
I noticed one thing with Brad when he has you sugary and sweet and you're just like, Jesus, this baby that don't know where she is, you know, but then when he makes you a bad girl, it's like, okay, where have you been, girl? Like, this is what we've been seeing. So that is with Jackie and that is with that Lindsay Godfrey girl.
Like, yeah.
When she was sugary and sweet, y'all saw I was campaigning for Michelle Stout to get that role. I'm like, come on, Brad, put Michelle in there now. Come on now. But then when he made her a femme fatale, this bad girl, it's like, okay, girl. I mean, well, you know, Chriselle got the job at Days. We won't see her until, you know,
January.
Yeah. So, you know, ain't no shade, but it's just ain't no shade against Chriselle. It's just how Days roll because they film so far in advance. But, you know, and then when they made that girl a bad girl, it was like, okay, this is where it's at. So she may be on here next year too, for all we know. But Jackie, this is all Jackie's. This is all hers, but yeah, I'm still putting an asterisk next to Lindsay Morgan because,
right?
See, Mel was joking about Lindsay Morgan,
yeah.
And as much as I don't want her to win, I'm picking her. I'm picking Lindsay Morgan to win this. I would love Kristen Alderson to win it. I want Alderson to win it so bad, but Lindsay Morgan will win this, and so she's going to be my pick. Let's talk a little bit about Outstanding Drama Series Writing Team. 5 soaps were nominated: The Bold and the Beautiful, Days of Our Lives, One Life to Live, and The Young and the Restless. Mel?
I would adore it if One Life to Live came away with this one. Those last 2 weeks of that show were absolutely phenomenal, okay? Phenomenal, I'm not going to lie. So One Life to Live deserves to win. I want them to win. But in all seriousness, if I'm going to say who's going to come away with it, it's going to be The Bold and the Beautiful. Just mark my words.
Okay, Jillian?
I think it's going to be The Bold and the Beautiful because of Susan Flannery. We knew when the moment Susan Flannery chucked up them deuces at The Bold and the Beautiful, Brad was like, okay, girl, we're going to work it out. We're going to give you this swan song for this to go down. It's going to be them or the One Life to Live cats. I mean, they have beautiful things, and it's about damn time they got on air. When they got the boot, they submitted. They just went balls to the wall, and they also had fantastic material given for their reels and what they wrote in general. So, if it's not just The Bold and the Beautiful, then I know for sure the One Life cats is gonna get it. But then Maria might be like, hello. I'm still here.
She run up on stage in front of Jill.
She said she wasn't going. I'm like, I really wanted her to go because I like mess. I thought it was going to be round 2 with Jill. The Dobson chick snatched that Emmy from Jill and was like, they shut me out. And I was like, I thought it was going to be like, Jill was going to be like, damn, it's flipping deja vu again, except it's this chick and I'm over at CBS. What the hell? I just wanted that for mess, but Maria said in an interview she wasn't going, so whatevs. But I think, if it's not B&B, it's definitely going to be One Life.
Reagan?
It better be One Life to Live. They wrote that show out perfectly. They did an awesome job, and they deserve it for the hard work that they all put in to wrap up that show. And if they don't recognize that, then again, they're all idiots. B&B, beautiful story for Stephanie's exit. Beautiful story, I will admit that. But they deserve the credit for how One Life to Live was wrapped up. They did an amazing job.
One Life to Live was flawless, but
I knew you were going to throw a butt in there. I knew it.
Well, but that's
I knew
the
it.
Thing. I really think
okay,
that one life, to, wait, let me, let, One Life to Live would have had a better chance in these categories had the show not been rebooted, in my opinion. I could be totally off base on that, but that's just my hunch. I think that in both this and drama series, had One Life to Live not come back, they would have had a better chance. I think Bold and the Beautiful will win it just for that reason. I think One Life to Live was flawless, but Susan Flannery and Catherine Kelly Lang brought the house down. Outstanding drama series, The Bold and the Beautiful, One Life to Live, Days of Our Lives, General Hospital, or The Young and the Restless. Mel. Which show is going to take home the big kahuna?
I want it to be One Life to Live so bad. Y'all don't even know. Just those last, like I said before, those last 2 weeks. Absolutely amazing. And it's all about the episode you submit, not the year as a whole, people, before you jump down my throat for saying that. Let's just get that out of the way. One Life to Live would be fantastic, but, General Hospital sneaking up behind there, too. So, I'm picking One Life to Live. I'm going to be wrong, and I don't care, but that's my pick, and that's what I choose. But, Dark Horse in the background, I'm going to pick 2. General Hospital and The Bold and the Beautiful.
Wait, what?
That's 3.
No. He said Dark Horse, I'm going to pick 2.
Dark Horses, then. Oh. How about that?
Jillian?
I think it's going to be One Life to Live, just based on what they've submitted. I really do think it's One Life to Live. The Young and the Rest is, it's like, well, they threw everybody on here, but it's like, girl, how you get up on here? I really do think it's going to be One Life to Live because they just put their foot into it. But if it's not One Life to Live, I'm going to go here and say it's going to be GH. I mean, Brad submitted some stuff, but and Brad has, dominated in this before, but I think it's going to be GH. I really do.
Reagan?
I think it's GH. I think it's GH. This is, and it's not because of my love for GH. It's because this is historically GH's category.
Yeah, so, but Brad Bell is broken.
I know Brad's been rearing his head in there these last few years, but I'm going to go with odds and say it's going to be GH. I would love nothing more than to see One Life to Live get up there and take this again, just as a nod to all the hard work and how great the show was, because they really do deserve it. I think they deserve it, but I think it's going to be GH.
For the simple fact that it's my sentimental, I'm going with One Life to Live. As I said, they were flawless with the writing. I think the episodes were flawless. But I think Bold and the Beautiful could be the dark horse. We'll see what happens. We would encourage you to comment on this episode at daytimeconfidential.com. Add your comments and your picks in the comments. Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/DCConfidential. Add us as a friend on Facebook. Until next time. So long.
Bye.
I got my daytime Emmy, bitch. I'm Lindsay Morgan.
And I am acting